Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Government. America was an experiment that started off the fact of that it can only work if it's one nation under God. And then God would lead his people, and then we have representative government. Even government has been impacted by Christianity. Check it out.
The freedom and opportunity enjoyed in the U.S. and other democracies is built on ideas furnished by the Judeo-Christian worldview. The belief in free will opposes tyranny and leads to a representative government. The understanding that man is sinful underscores the need for checks and balances and three branches of government. The idea of being governed by the rule of law rather than the authority of man flows from the Ten Commandments. Other Christian concepts like the dignity of labor, the existence of moral absolutes, fair trials with witnesses, and the importance of civil liberty are also crucial to our form of government and so easily taken for granted.
You can look around the world, and every place you don't see Christianity, you don't see freedom. Look everywhere. Look, no matter what religion it is, you see a class. If you go to India, you see a class of people, certain classes that you'll never leave that class. If you were born in this class, you stay there forever if it's the religion of, of most of the predominantly in India. If you go to China, they tell you how many children you can have. They actually,
kill the child
if you have more than two. They're just allowed to. But when you go to countries who have Islam as their primary religion, look how the women are oppressed and the children are oppressed and how impoverished the community is.
Saudi Arabia is just allowing women to drive now. Just allowing.
Say that again.
Saudi Arabia is just allowing women to drive now.
Because they have a new leader that's saying we want to be on the cutting edge. And it's like, but when you bring in Christianity, women matter. We'll be talking about that in a moment. But everybody matters. And it's when you think about when somebody wants to bring God out of government, understand that the opposite of what you're seeing will come to pass. And what they really want to do is enslave you. They want to actually do away with you and harm you if they're saying we want God out of your government and God out of your country. And, of course, God's coming. And we're bringing God back.
Well, it's the kingdom now invading God's kingdom.
It's awesome. That's what we're focused on VFNKB. You go to VFNKB.org, as a matter of fact. You can see right now our site. But you can go there. It has all seven mountains and how we're focusing on it. It's VFNKB.com, VFNKB.com. And you're seeing how we impact the mountains and what we're doing right there. And, of course, one of the mountains we focus on that I've already talked about is the Media Mountain, where we have a international media program reaching 196 countries and seven territories. Listen, if you want to be a part of an awesome movement, join the tribe, VFNKB. Go to VFNKB.com, you know, and click on Give, and you connect to the tribe, all the details there.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.